it was the American Culinary Federation, and that is the largest and oldest professional organization for chefs, for chefs and even restaurant owners can participate, you know, that type of thing. And so this year we headed to the West Coast out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Excellent turnout. You know, this event is usually in Florida. It tends to be in areas where there's high populations of restaurants and folks in the hospitality industry. So all of that aside, it was the Florida Beef Council, the Texas Beef Council, Nebraska Beef Council, and then California Beef Council. There's a few of us that team up to do this, and we get together. The beef-loving chefs from Texas come out, and we basically just blow out beef all through the week. We're trying to connect with those folks who are chefs in restaurants. They could be chefs in a assisted living facility, in a school, in a college, or a university. Wide range of areas of expertise of these folks. We feature beef in pop-up tastings. That means the beef-loving chefs get together. They cook every day. They're just such an amazing group. We turn out different recipes, and we try to feature things that they can take home and incorporate into their own kitchens. Maybe this year we did a beef for breakfast idea. We did a beef marmalade, which is awesome on a charcuterie board, which is all the rage in restaurants these days. Good on burgers and things like that. We also did Mongolian sloppy joe, you know, just a wide range of items. We served tenderloin at the welcome reception. We had a trade show booth. I mean, we're going hard for several days out there just talking about beef. It's really just a great opportunity to connect with this group of important folks who are helping our producers put beef on plates.
And obviously you get a chance to reach a lot of folks. So would you feel like the message was received well from all those that you did talk to?
Absolutely. I took some photos, and I was looking back at them the other night and just thinking, wow, how cool. We had a steady line for all of our demos. We had a line for the trade show. I mean, you know, these chefs, they love the product, and they're happy to serve it, but they do love the innovative new ideas, and they want to talk about sustainability. They want that information to take back to their kitchens, their restaurants, where they're having their guests answer questions. So I think it's just an awesome opportunity. I know we really reached a few thousand people.